Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
You down in the Solomons in this, what's being described as perhaps the most crucial election in quite some time. The Prime Minister, Sogavare, is looking for a fifth term in power. Just what are his chances and what will this mean for the country?
Well, this is a leader who recently said democracy leads to moral decay. He has already proven himself to be a political survivor despite unrest in 2021 and a subsequent vote of no confidence. But Solomon Islands elections are unpredictable and many political parties are jostling for power, including a divided opposition. Now, no one party is likely to win an outright majority tomorrow, so the winner will need to secure coalition partners in order to form a government. And that is when the real hard bargaining behind the scenes begins. Now, the opposition has said that this vote is a referendum on Manase Sogavare. The results will determine whether the country continues to strengthen its relationship with China or change course.
And just as you said there, given China's growing influence in the Solomon Islands, just how closely is Australia and regional partners watching this vote?
Well, many may see this as a battle for influence in the Pacific, given Solomon Islands' strategic position, especially since the signing of a controversial security pact with Beijing. Honiara also switching diplomatic allegiance from Taipei to Beijing in 2019. That was a controversial move and one that sounded alarm bells across the region, including in Australia. Now, there are fears that the security pact with China could open the door to a permanent military presence in the country, even though Mr. Sogavare has said that that won't happen. Yet, he has said he will continue his, quote, look north brand of foreign policy, and that means cementing ties with China.
And you've been out and about speaking to the voters. What have they been telling you?
Well, to be honest, foreign policy does not seem like it is a priority for the average Solomon Islander. I have been speaking to people here, and China is often the last thing on voters' minds, far removed from their day-to-day concerns, their concerns being more education, health, jobs, cost of living, climate change as well. I spoke to a gentleman who lives right on the beach on the outskirts of Honiara. He has lived there for over 25 years, and he told me that he has seen about 60 metres of beach disappear, so that now, during high tide, whereas before, 20-odd years ago, he would have something like 60 metres of beachfront. Now the water at high tide comes right up to his doorstep. He told me he doesn't want to leave, but he's also insisting that the incoming government will have to do something, yet he says so far it's been all talk and no action.
And the vote is literally hours away. There's a 24-hour campaign blackout before that. What is the atmosphere like right where you are?
Yeah, that's right. There's a pre-election silence, meaning there's no campaigning, there's no posters, anything, everything referring to the election has been removed. But interestingly, it is a public holiday tomorrow, so many people have actually left Honiara, so the capital is quite empty. Many people have gone back to their home villages to vote in the wards that they're registered to vote in. We know that there has been unrest in the past. We saw deadly riots in 2021 and post-election protests in both 2006 and 2019. But reassuringly, for this vote, security has been beefed up with forces from Australia, New Zealand, Fiji and PNG, Papua New Guinea, as well as Chinese police who are here under that security patch that I mentioned earlier. And then there are observers from all over the world too. So there is a lot of optimism that this vote will go ahead tomorrow without any issues or complications.
Do we know how quickly we'll get the results on this election?
Not straight away, that's for sure. As I said, there will be all this sort of, political hard bargaining behind the scenes after the actual vote. I believe they are going to count the provincial votes first, and then they won't actually start the national votes until next week. So it could be days and even weeks before we know who the new government will be. So we'll have to wait and see, but it won't be straight away, that's for sure.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.